20 years ago, I started to meditate. I started to do Chan because I was ill. I was exhausted, depleted. Just like most of you, I worked so hard at my job that I have nothing left for my personal life. 20 năm trước khi mà thầy bắt đầu thiền đó, thì thầy thiền tại vì nó mệt quá, hết sức rồi, kiệt sức. And I stumbled to Chan and I practice by myself. Thầy học, but I follow the instructions of my late Chinese master, Master Xuyên Hoa. Thầy tự tu, nhưng để thầy theo cái phương pháp tu luyện của Ngài Tiên Hoa dạy. Đọc sách của Ngài xong tự theo mà tu. Actually, I follow the instructions of his disciple, his monk disciple, Venerable Hẩn Tở. Thì ra thầy bất chước theo lời chỉ dạy của thầy Hẩn Đức. But I within a few months I outgrew it very quickly because I found his instruction to be confusing. Như vậy nổi trong vài tháng thầy không theo nữa, không theo cái lời dạy thầy Hằng Đức nữa, tại vì thầy thấy cái lời dạy thầy Hằng Đức không có hiệu quả gì. I found it to be ineffective, found it to be superfluous. I still practice some of it until like a year later, and then I dropped it completely because the instructions are really useless. Thì ra thầy vẫn tiếp tục sử dụng một cái vài lời mà thầy Hằng Đức dạy, nhưng đều một năm sau thì hoàn toàn để bỏ hết, tại vì thầy thấy là cái lời chỉ dẫn của ngài thầy Hằng Đức trật lất, dạ có ý nghĩa gì hết, không có hiệu quả gì hết. But going back to the point why I started to meditate is because I was very tired, exhausted, and didn't know what else to do.
Trở về lại cái vấn đề là thầy đề tài là thầy phải tham thiền tại vì kiệt sức quá, không biết làm gì nữa.
The typical person, ordinary people would take those back then it's not available. The 5-hour drinks or Red Bull or something or drink a glass of alcohol. I didn't want to do any of those. Người thường thì người ta uống mấy cái thuốc kích thích để bớt khỏe lại. Thì thầy thì muốn làm chuyện đó. And I found that meditation with Chan meditation, within a month and a half, I recovered. Nổi trong một tháng rưỡi sau khi bắt đầu tham thiền, thầy bắt đầu sức khỏe hoàn toàn khỏe lại. Not only was I able to recover my health within a month and a half, I also discovered I was able to help others heal as well.
Không phải là hồi sức lại, mà thầy cũng phán phá có cái khả năng để giúp người khác trị mấy cái bệnh nhỏ nhỏ người khác.
For example, with meditation, you practice a proper meditation method. Chẳng hạn như nếu cái vị mà áp dụng đúng phương pháp thiền đó, then you naturally will be able to take care of your stomach problems.
Thì tự động quý vị sẽ giải quyết được những cái vấn đề mà bao tử quý vị.
For example, you have gas, you have digestive problems, or you prone to maybe you developing an ulcer.
Hàng như quý vị bị mấy cái tiêu hóa, vấn đề tiêu hóa, đau bụng, hay là có thể sắp bị lỡ bao tử.
Meditation will head it off and resolve those issues. Thì tham thiền tự động sẽ giải quyết những vấn đề đó. If you apply the proper methodology every single day,
nếu quý vị áp dụng đúng phương pháp mỗi ngày.
Meditation is a daily event. I don't see how any of you can get by in your life without meditating daily.
Thật ra sau khi 20 năm mà thầy mới khám phá rằng Nếu mỗi ngày quý vị mà không thiền thì không hiểu làm sao quý vị có thể sống sót được.
Because meditation is so critical, it is part of your overall plan to sustain your health.
Tại vì cái thiền là một cái điều kiện rất quan trọng, phương pháp rất quan trọng để cho quý vị được mạnh khỏe.
Okay. Is it a promise? It isn't. It's just something, if you do it, if you really follow the instructions and do it as you're told, then you get these benefits.
Không phải hứa tầm bậy tầm bạ đâu. Quý vị phải phải kiên tâm, kiên trì mà tu thiền mỗi ngày, thiền mỗi ngày thì quý vị sẽ có những cái kết quả.
Okay. Of course, part of that process is the first outer level is reduce the stress level.
Cái đương nhiên cái việc đầu tiên hết cái việc sẽ xảy ra cho quý vị là quý vị sẽ bớt cái tinh thần, nó sẽ bớt căng thẳng.
Okay. Any questions about that? And then later on, as I practiced more and more, became more intrigued, and I discover more and more things. And eventually, I feel that the chan meditation we're teaching originates from the old ways of teaching chan, where it's called natural chan.
Từ từ thầy mới hiểu, càng ngày càng hiểu về thiền hơn, thì thầy quyết định dạy thiền theo phương pháp mà đời xưa mấy cái tổ sư dạy đó, là cái thiền thiên nhiên, cái thiền tự nhiên. Okay.
Why is it called natural chan? Why did the patriarchs call natural chan?
Tại sao những cái vị tổ sư, cái ngài thiền sư, tổ sư từ xưa, các ngài gọi cái đó là thiền tự nhiên, thiền thiên nhiên?
It's because you go back to your nature. You go back in touch with your true self.
Đó là tại vì quý vị theo cái phương pháp tu luyện để mà trở về với cái bản tính tự nhiên của mình.
Your inherent nature, the way that you originally were, the way you used to be until you got confused and you got lost.
Thì thiên nhiên là tại vì nó trở về cái trạng thái tự nhiên quý vị mà quý vị đã sẵn có, trước đã có mà bây giờ quên đi, quên mất đi.
All right. What is your original nature? What is your natural state?
Cái trạng thái tự nhiên quý vị là cái gì?
That is the state of stillness, of peace.
Cái trạng thái tự nhiên là trạng thái của cái yên tĩnh và của cái an lạc.
Okay, it's just exactly the opposite of what you normally are during your waking moments.
Cái trạng thái yên tĩnh, trạng thái an lạc đó là một cái trạng thái mà hoàn toàn nó ngược lại trạng thái cái tình hình của quý vị khi mà quý vị thức tỉnh. Tại khi lúc thức tỉnh đó, là quý vị tâm quý vị nó dao động.
Because when you awake, you are agitated, aren't you? You open your eyes in the morning, and it won't be long before you start. What? The word begins with a W. No, it's not washing your face. What is it?
Quý vị mở mắt ra không bao lâu quý vị sẽ bắt đầu làm cái chuyện này. Chuyện gì?
You worry. Don't you?
At least that's what I do in the morning. Huh? Huh? Yes?
You worry. Soon you worry. You open your eyes and you worry. Is it going to rain today? Oh my God. You worry about your work. You worry about your family. You worry about your health. You worry about whether you're going to have, you're going to be able to get what you want today. Right? That's the nature of our existence. We condition ourselves to worry. And that's what we find to be, that's what we define as to have meaning in life. Am I correct? I used to be that way too. I get up in the morning and said, my life's, I'm alive, have no meaning unless I can get what I want. Right? Sound familiar? Yes? Ah, I have one person who responds. The rest of you are such advanced chan meditators. You're free from that. Okay? Only she and myself are subject to that. Okay? We seek meaning in life, right? I mean, we are achievers. We need to get what we want. Otherwise, this life is not worth living. Okay? We can't be loved unless we get what we want. Am I correct? We can't love unless we get what we want. I know it. Right? He better give it to you, otherwise it's no love. Okay? That's the way it is. This is the nature of the human existence. People tend to refute it. People want to deny it, pretend it's not there, but actually, we worry. We worry that we can't be loved. We can't what we want, get what we want. Okay? Yes. A woman of my liking. She gets it, that cuts to the chase right away. So how do I get to, you know, from worry state to a state of stillness, state of peace, state of contentment? You see, Chan is not about happiness. Okay, let me point out to you. If you, especially you newcomers, you come today and say, "Oh, I'm going to learn Chan. I heard it's going to be make me happier as a person." Yes, it will make you happier. But will you transcend even your happiness? Will you make you content? You see? The Chan concept is contentment, not happiness.
What is the difference?
What is the difference? I've been wondering about that myself for all these years. Okay, what is the difference? Okay? Happiness. What's wrong with happiness?
Create attachments.
Attachments? You attach to happiness? What else?
Suffering.
Suffering? What else?
It's related to your ego.
It's related to your ego, yes? The nature of happiness is greed. You never have enough. You can't be happy enough. Remember? When we eat something good, we want more of it. We eat something good, it makes us happy, right? You agree? I love it. I don't know about you, but I discovered a couple months ago, I discovered supposedly authentic Neapolitan pizza. You know, it's chewy. It's thin. I take you someday, one day, I promise. You're welcome. It's so thin. Have you had Neapolitan pizza? Yes? You haven't? Oh!
you don't know what you're missing. See, now everyone is smiling. You see? See, we all like pizza, right? It's a soft spot. And the nature of why did I go to the Neapolitan pizza? Because it makes me happy. You eat something good, it makes you happy, right? And when you make it happy, guess what? What you don't notice is that when you're happy, you want to be happy again. Right? I mean, you want to be happier. The happy again is actually happier. You see that? That's greed. I rest my case. But Neapolitan pizza is the exception. Okay? It's okay to want more Neapolitan pizza, I think. But you see, you get my point? Happiness makes you demand more happiness. Right? So what does it make you? Only happy temporarily. And then it makes you unhappy. Have you thought about that? Okay? So that's why after I understand China a little bit better, I said, I don't want to be happy anymore. Especially I do not want to be happier anymore. I want to be happy, but not happier. What is happy and not happier? That is contentment. You see that? When you're content, you're happy, but you don't need to be happier. There's no greed in contentment. Is it clear? You see that? You're free from your own greed. Isn't it wonderful? Contentment is a higher form of happiness. It's a happiness that has freedom. The happiness you're looking for right now, you condition yourself to look for, is a happiness that controls you and enslaves you. It's so anti-American, you ask me. This land here stands for freedom and liberty and equality, and yet happiness entraps you, and yet all Americans believe in pursuing happiness. You see, it's this contradiction. You see? And I propose we change our constitution to instead of pursuing happiness, we should pursue contentment. That's my Buddhist wish. Okay? Because it's anti-American to enslave ourselves. Okay? I think what most people like about this country is that the freedom, the pervasive freedom in being yourself, in doing what you wish, and pursuing your aspirations, fulfilling your aspirations. Anyway, do you see? So going back to the original question, that's a tough question to answer. That's why it took me so long having to go through Neapolitan pizza. I'm still content, I guess. How do you go from a state of greed, of agitation, to a state of stillness and happiness and contentment? Okay? Contentment is before the stillness. You cannot get to stillness without going through contentment. Okay? The way that I propose that you do it is very simple. You go from being greedy. Your natural state is in the morning you get up, and you worry. You worry, okay? And you go through life, you go through the day trying to get to accomplish, to fulfill your desires. Let me do a Vietnamese. I'm sorry, I forgot to translate in Vietnamese. There's kitchen staff. It's very important. I don't know about you. Besides Neapolitan, there's also Vietnamese cooking that's happening right now in the kitchen. And if we don't take care of them, we don't speak Dharma for them, they may not come back next weekend. So, okay. So please bear with me. I need to translate the Vietnamese for your sake, for our lunch sake. Thầy nói bắt đầu buổi sáng mình thức dậy thì mình bắt đầu mình lo ưu tư, mình lo âu. Thì mình muốn tới cái trạng thái thiên nhiên của mình, cái lo âu là cái tâm nó dao động tới trạng thái tự nhiên của chúng ta, là cái tinh thần nó yên tĩnh, nó an lạc. Thì phải qua cái trạng thái là thỏa mãn. Okay. Thì mới nói sơ tiếng Anh, nói hơi dông dài tiếng Anh, là cái người thông thường người ta tìm cái hạnh phúc. Cái hạnh phúc thiệt ra là hạnh phúc là nó khiến quý vị bị nô lệ được hạnh phúc. Chẳng hạn như quý vị sung sướng hạnh phúc thì quý vị đòi hạnh phúc sung sướng hơn. Đó là một cái loại tham lam. Okay. Cái tham lam nó trồng quý vị lại, nó khiến quý vị bị kẹt. Thành ra bên Phật giáo chúng ta thì chủ trương, theo thầy nhìn, chủ trương là thỏa mãn. Cái thỏa mãn là một cái loài hạnh phúc mà nó có tự tại, nó có tự do trong cái hạnh phúc thông thường của người thế gian đó, là hạnh phúc nó bị kẹt. Thì nó còn tham lam. Mình ăn cái gì ngon, ăn tô phở ngon, thì mình đòi ăn tô phở nữa. Cái sung sướng nó chỉ tạm thời thôi, xong nó tạo cái sự thèm muốn, cái sự tham lam. Thành ra cái hạnh phúc đó chỉ tạm bợ thôi, mà nó tạo ra cái sự bất hạnh vì cái lòng tham. Thành ra muốn tới cái yên tĩnh là cái thỏa mãn, từ thỏa mãn mới tới được yên tĩnh. Okay, so what we got here to remind you after a long Vietnamese translation is that to go from greed for happiness, for worries, okay, and you pursue your pursue your dreams, and you need to reach something called a contentment, and then before you reach something called stillness. Okay, so far so good. In order to get there from agitation to stillness, the way that I teach chan is very simple. Okay, you can get there through chan by getting rid of your negative thoughts.
Getting what, I'm sorry?
Getting rid of your negative thoughts. Tới đó bằng cách là mình nhận thức ra những cái tư tưởng mà nó negative, tiếng Việt là gì hả?
Tiêu cực.
Tiêu cực hả? Đấy là tư tưởng tiêu cực. Mình nhận ra được là mình chặt nó. When you sit there and you meditate, these negative thoughts arise, you look at them and say, I don't want you. No thanks. Don't hang on to them. Just let go. That's all you do. It's very natural. You sit there and you say, oh my God, it hurts. My legs hurt. Okay, so you wiggle a little bit. Go away, go away. See, that's a negative thought. Rings a bell? Sounds familiar? Huh? How much longer? I mean, I've been coming here for months now, and yet it still hurts. It's still uncomfortable, feels uncomfortable. That's a negative thought. How can you be so petty? Since a few months you want to accomplish chan. See, I've been practicing for 20 years. I still hurt. What are you complaining about? Okay, scary, isn't it? Well, you, it's very important. Negative thoughts have different degrees. You first start out by letting go of the stronger negative thoughts. Thoughts such as punishing someone, hurting someone. That's negative. Agree? For example, what happened this week in Massachusetts is a clear example of how people justify their behavior by dwelling on negative thoughts, because these people are bad, are evil, therefore it's okay to punish them by killing them, by hurting them. That's a very bad thing to do. That's negative thoughts. It only makes your life miserable, doesn't it? Along the way, it makes a lot of people around you miserable. The people who come in contact with you, miserable. Because you dwell on negative thoughts. You act on your negative thoughts. Okay? That's the first rule of thumb. The chant we're practicing is that when you spot those negative thoughts, cut it out. Say, this is not me. I'm deluded. That's wrong. What happens, I'm warning you, is these negative thoughts have a way of sneaking in very effectively inside of you. One way for these two young boys, these two young men who committed these atrocities in Massachusetts recently, is that they justify by saying that these people deserve to be punished. Okay? You justify it. It doesn't matter. Chinese, as soon as you recognize it's negative, it's destructive, negative, destructive, you say, stop it. I'm not going there. That's all you do. There's no need to rationalize, no need to justify it. Thì việc đầu tiên hết mà chúng ta tập diệt trừ những tư tưởng tiêu cực đó. Là trước hết là cái gì, cái những tư tưởng tiêu cực nó có nhiều cái loại khác nhau. Thì cái vị tập thiền, tham thiền này bằng cách là cái vị gạt bỏ những tư tưởng tiêu cực mà nó nặng nề, nó rất là cực đoan. Chẳng hạn như cái chuyện mấy tuần vừa rồi đó, tuần này đó, có mấy hai cái anh em đó, họ bên tiểu bang Massachusetts, họ nổ bom, họ hại người, họ giết người. Thì cái tư tưởng tiêu cực mà đi muốn trừng phạt người ta, muốn hại người ta là một tư tưởng rất nặng nề, rất rất là thô. Cái việc nhận nó chặn lại, không được đi theo. Và để ý rằng cái ngã chúng ta đó, nó rất là tế nhị, nó thường thường, nó đính chính một cách rất khéo léo. Nó nói cho hàng, nó nói như hai cái câu trẻ, nó là những cái người kia đáng chết, không đáng sống. Okay. Những nó mình tập cái thoái là mình những cái tư tưởng mà tiêu cực nó khởi lên như vậy là mình chặn nó lại, mình không theo, nhất định không theo, không cần phải đính chính. Okay, very important. What happens in all of you is that you have a tendency to rationalize your thoughts, your actions. That's why it doesn't matter. Don't rationalize. All you have to do is when you spot these, when you're aware of these negative thoughts, stop. That's all you do. Don't continue. Stop right on its track. I said, stop. These are negative things. It's not worth my time. It's not going to make you any happier. Trust me. It's very simple. You simplify. You cut it. You cut it off. Is it clear? It's that simple. That's meditation, by the way. Meditation is not about smiling, it's not about breathing, okay? It's about learning to control your negative thoughts. Yes?
Speaking of meditation, is there a moment when there is so many obstructions on our minds that continue to have a sequence of meditating sessions in which
yes,
it's not so overwhelming and it becomes like a stagnant? stage? I mean, like we can't move forward.
Let me illustrate that what your question for you. Rồi có người hỏi là có những cái sự lúc mình thiền có những cản trở là sao? Thì cái cô này không biết diễn tả cái tư tưởng, thầy nói để thầy cho ví dụ. Chẳng hạn như quý vị đang ngồi thiền, cái thằng con tới nó kéo áo níu níu anh nè cha ơi cha, đi chơi với con. Okay. For example, I'll give you an example. You sit there, you meditate, and your daughter comes over and say, "Hey, mom, what's for lunch? Right? Hey, Dad's hungry today." That's an obstruction, isn't it? Okay. Obstruction is basically things that happen that will derail you from your practice. Okay. So what do? Làm gì bây giờ? What do you do? When your children, when your boy comes and say, "Hey, mom."
I'll stop meditating.
You stop meditating. It's okay. I go cook for you. And then you curse and you can't find any peace in the house. My life is so miserable. Right? What is that? Negative thoughts. That's what you're doing to yourself. You indulge in negative thoughts. So your meditation amounts to beads, nothing. You still don't get it. Meditation is when you stand up. You still do not indulge in negative thoughts. That's meditation. If you think meditation is only sitting and crossing your legs for 1 hour, you're wrong. Sitting and practice meditation during that time period is only a practice. The real meditation is the rest of the day. Have you thought about that? If meditation is supposed to bring you stillness and calmness, make you happier, what the heck are you thinking? If you know it can bring you happiness and bring you stillness and bring you back to what you're supposed to be, why aren't you doing it all day? See, I know people are so stupid. Okay? Why? Why are you all over you looking down? You think I would teach you chant so that for 1 hour only and say, okay, the rest of the day you can be unhappy as you please? That's what I learned 20 years ago. I couldn't figure out. I said, gee, I feel so happy when I meditate. And then I unbuckle my legs, I stand up and say, oh, this life is so miserable. It's because I did not understand meditation. I didn't understand chant. Chant is after you stand up and walk around and curse, oh my God, when is the pain going to stop? That's meditation right there. You stop these negative thoughts. If you don't, you're not meditating. If you do, then you are. It's that simple. So it's natural. It should become natural to you to stop negative thoughts. Spot them and stop them. That's not me. It's not you. If you free yourself from these negative thoughts, including when your children come around and disrupt you and your husband says, honey, I'm here. Why are you ignoring me? I bring the dough home. I support you and take care of you and our children, your family. Try to make you happy. At least try to make me happy. See, your husband's being negative. Okay? But you don't have to. You still are content. I say, hey, that's good. Bring more money next month. Okay. Yes. How do you know? That's a tough one. I haven't figured it out myself yet.
How do you know? How do you know?
What? It's a good question. How do you know it's negative thought versus positive thoughts? How do you know?
Làm sao mình nhận được câu hỏi rất là hay, làm sao mình nhận được cái tư tưởng tiêu cực?
How do you know?
Bản thể. How do you know the negative thoughts?
Troubles.
Well, first of all, the coarse negative thought, you recognize them right away, right? Like, yeah, like, let's kill him. Okay, let's nuke him. Okay. Let's threaten them.
I'm gonna strike you with my nuclear warhead.
Okay? That's negative thoughts. Okay? If you don't get back to the negotiating tables, I will invade your country. Okay? Or if you don't stop nuclear development, I will strike you. I will bomb you. Those are negative thoughts.
Right? Those are clear. We agree on that, right? There's no disagreement on here.
Is there?
Okay. Okay. You seem to be normal, too. We agree with that, right? So negative thoughts are destructive thoughts, clearly, right? Destructive thoughts are negative thoughts. We agree on that.
Tư tưởng tiêu cực là những tư tưởng mà hại, phá hại người khác, hãm hại người khác.
That's one kind. Okay. What else can you, what distinguishes negative thoughts?
Tư tưởng tiêu cực là cái gì? Những loại tư tưởng tiêu cực khác là gì?
Come on, you have plenty of negative thoughts. What are you looking at me, staring at me with a blank stare like that?
What are your negative thoughts? You know, besides destructive thoughts, what else do you have? It feels negative.
Threatening. Threatening, okay? Especially if you don't behave, I will starve you to death. Yeah, okay? Threatening.
Why is it threatened? See, when people issue threats, I don't take them seriously. It's just like a dog. When he barks, you don't worry about it. He doesn't bark, he comes there, you, that's when you worry.
The most dangerous dogs are the ones who don't bark. Right? Threatening. Yes? What else? Yes?
Thoughts that thinking about your own benefits.
Yes? Self-promotion. Only if you are the center of the universe. Me. Please me. Make me happy. Like me. Sound familiar? Like me is a negative thought.
Yeah, you too, huh? Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And this is something, you know, like that's what makes me so immature all my life. All my life, walk around and say, please like me. Here I am. Like me. Pay attention to me. I'm special. Negative, right? Agree? Negative. You're so self-centered. Thank you very much. Right? It's only about you. Only about you. No one else matters. That's negative. You're not that important. Right? Unless you can make Neapolitan pizza. Okay? That's negative. Okay. Why is it negative?
Because it's unpleasant. Right? You see a person who's unpleasant because her behavior is negative.
only about her, about herself. Okay. The opposite, you see, the opposite is that if you stop these negative behavior, negative thoughts, okay, then what remains is positive. That's jhana. You naturally become pleasant to be around. With the absence of negative thoughts, you naturally become pleasant and content. Have you thought about that? You don't need to seek happiness. You don't need to seek contentment. All you have to do is do away with your discontentment. That's all you have to do. Then you naturally become content. So far, so good? Okay. Cái bí mật đó, là cái gì là muốn thỏa mãn, thỏa mãn. Cái thỏa mãn, cái tiêu, cái tư tưởng tiêu cực mà nó tế nhị hơn một tí là cái tư tưởng như hàng như là tư tưởng ích kỷ. Mình chỉ biết mình thôi. Những người ích kỷ đó, mấy người khiến chúng ta khó chịu. Ok. Cái phương diện, cái khía cạnh tế nhị của cái tiêu cực đó, khiến cho người khác khó chịu. Đây là cái bí mật về cái thỏa mãn đó, là quý vị nếu gạt bỏ được tất cả những cái tư tưởng mà khó chịu, những hành động khó chịu như vậy, chỉ còn lại là những một cái trạng thái dễ chịu, đó là thỏa mãn. Does that help? Just do away with the negative and you'll be content. Does it help with the definition of negative? Negative at the subtle level is unpleasant. At a deeper level, there's one more level, which is what? Tôi nói về cái tư tưởng tiêu cực, cái phương diện tế nhị là cái tư nó làm khiến mình khó chịu, mình không có thoải mái. Để còn sâu hơn một tí, một cái trạng thái khác, what is it? If whatever remains, I'm going to answer the question finally. If whatever remains is only positive thoughts, right? Then naturally, if you only have positive thoughts, then the next state you're going to reach is what? Contentment. What is contentment? Ultimately, what is the ultimate contentment? Nếu tất cả những tiêu tưởng tiêu cực nó biến mất hết thì quý vị chỉ còn tư tưởng thoải mái á, okay? Thì cái đó gọi là cái gì? Cái đó là thoải mái. Yeah. What is? Huh? What? Bliss? Very good. Very close. Yes.
You see your own nature?
Close.
Stillness?
Yeah. Okay, you're hot. Basically, if you only have positive thoughts. You only have positive thoughts. You become more content. That will increase, by the way. That's the secret of a positive, about the nature of contentment is that it increases. It naturally increases. You become more and more content. The happiness makes you more and more unhappy. But the contentment makes you more and more content. It increases. The contentment increases. You know that? You didn't realize it, did you? Okay? And that's what you can call it bliss. You can call it, you see nature and all those things, your real natures. But ultimately it brings to You're so content that you have no more thoughts. That's the ultimate contentment. You have no more thoughts. That's when you reach the ultimate contentment. I know no other monks explains the Buddhist concept of contentment this way. Because ultimately what they don't understand is that if you understand contentment to the extreme, it becomes no thought. That's the ultimate contentment. Okay? The chan we're practicing is extremely profound. You go, the contentment has a wide range. You understand that? Cái thỏa mãn, cái tri túc đó, của Phật Pháp mà nó rộng không thể tưởng tượng. Cái tri túc nó bắt đầu bằng cách có những tư tưởng mà nó xây dựng thôi. Xong từ từ nó càng cái đặc tính của cái tri túc đó, nó càng ngày nó càng tăng trưởng, nó càng ngày nó càng mạnh, nó càng ngày nó càng lớn. Thì nó tới cái tột đỉnh của tri túc đó là nó hoàn toàn thành vô niệm. Cái này ít có thầy cô mà giảng về cái tri túc với cái phương diện như vậy, tại vì ít thầy cô chưa hiểu được cái ý nghĩa của tri túc. Tri túc một cái tuyệt đối mà tuyệt cao, tối cao nhất là vô niệm mới thành tri túc tối cao nhất. Tối cao nhất là tri túc, nó thành vô niệm. Càng ngày nó càng mạnh, với cái trình độ nó thành vô niệm. Okay? So I summarize it for you to make it clear you understand. If you get rid of your negative thoughts, thì ngày nay thầy tóm tắt lại cho quý vị nhớ. Nếu quý vị tập thiền bằng cách là gạt những cái tư tưởng tiêu cực, then what remains is that you have more positive thoughts than negative thoughts. That's a big improvement. Improvement in chan is measured by how fewer negative thoughts you have. Believe it or not. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes.
I want to have that contentment of physical.
Yes.
But I want to reach my goals too.
Yes.
Is it possible?
Is it possible?
Yeah.
Can we have contentment? Let me rephrase it. If I understand you. Her question is, I want to be content, like she says. Bless your heart. First time you believe me already, usually it takes about a year before people start taking me seriously. Okay? So you want to be content, but then at the same time, can you reach your goals as well? Right? It's impossible. Come on. Yes, it's very possible. Okay? But what happens is that with your contentment, your goals will shift, will change. What happens with contentment, your head becomes clearer and you have better goals. You don't stick to the same goals anymore. It's a natural evolution. Okay? It's just like when you become a millionaire, you say, oh, this is great. Now you want to become a multi-millionaire. Okay? And then you become a billionaire. The goal change. Right? That's natural. So you don't have to worry about the fact you become an oddball and says, how come you so and so. Your goals naturally change according to your wisdom. The priorities in life change for you naturally. Okay? For example, you know, for us monks, you know, for me personally, I used to enjoy New York steaks. And now I don't enjoy it as much anymore. I don't actually. Don't bring me New York steaks, please. But you see, naturally your goals change. And you're not any less happy. You're not any less content, by the way. That's what you really are after. Will my contentment make me unhappy? I say you won't. You will you will, you know, part of contentment is to be able to reach your goals. Am I correct? Because if you cannot reach your goals, you cannot be content. Right? So inherently, yes, you'll reach your goals. But I'm warning you, and don't come back and sue me in 10 years and say, Master, you promised me I'd reach my goals. I said, yes, but I also said your goals will change as well. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah.
Contentment. You have to reach your goals. You have to get what you want. That's part of contentment. Okay? We don't become wood and stones. We still want things. We still are after things. Things are important to us. And we cannot be content unless we get those. So don't worry. You think these Chan people are just like us, are weird. They you know, they say, I'm so happy. I'm okay. You're okay. Everything's okay. Sometimes we like that. Sometimes we not. Sometimes we yell, we scream, so that we can get what we want. That's part of contentment. Part of contentment. Sometimes you have to yell at the kids and say, hey. You don't behave yourself, right? Because it feels good. Agree? When you have children, you understand what I'm talking about. Especially when I have adult children. This is what you feel like doing. Okay? Next sense? Contentment is a wonderful, wonderful concept. It's not as one-dimensional as you think. Okay, what will make me content right now is go to lunch. Okay, shall we go to lunch? Will it make you content too? So remember, so today's concept is contentment, and we don't have to be happy or we just have to be content. Okay? Okay, thank you. Okay.
Sure.